Let's bring in Mike Gozzi. We'll talk sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So the Dodgers get rid of five prospects and bring in a slugger in hopes of getting them to the World Series. How do you think it'll work out?
I don't think it's going to work. Machado's never played in the position that he's in right now. He's expected to do something to help this team win a championship. He's never done that before, so the jury's out. We'll see what happens. As far as the Dodgers winning a championship, I don't think they have much of a shot.
Did he commit to the full contract, or is he like just going to be there and then going to be gone and go to another team?
I don't think he signed a contract.
All right. Yeah. Really, really wild. They're really wild. Five players for one.
Well, the Dodgers know that they're coming to the end of their strength. And trading away five prospects that diminishes your minor league system. So they're looking to win now. We'll see if it works. And I just love when they say, oh, one of the guys involved in the trade is a future Machado. Well, why would I want a future Machado that might not pan out when I have one now? That's the thing with these trades that these teams make. As soon as they make these trades, they're looking to get somebody in the caliber of the person that they just traded away. So then why'd you trade them away? Like when the Boston Red Sox traded away Lester and they thought they were going to re-sign him, and they've been out looking for the lefty since. They got Sale, which was good, but could you imagine how much better the Red Sox would be if they still had Lester?
Yeah, absolutely. Talking baseball here, did you hear about that 1952 rare Mickey Mantle card?
Nah.
Valued and insured at, guess what?
A couple million bucks.
More ridiculous than that. $12 million. The world is crazy. The world is crazy.
Thing has no value. That's a value somebody's put on it. It has no value.
The world
is... Somebody's willing to pay $12 million for a Mickey Mantle card. That's all that is.
And somebody will be willing to. That's what makes the world a crazy place.
There's a lot of people have a lot of money and don't know what to do with it. They could send it to me. I'll give them my address.
Hey, we say all along, they could send it right over here. We could definitely use it here. All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
You know who I saw this weekend?
What?
Conrad Dobler.
Conrad Dobler?
Yep.
Where?
He's at Monmouth Park.
Conrad Dobler.
Talk about an ugly knee.
I was going to say, man.
His knee looks like a butt crack. That's what his knee looks like. It's a slice down the middle and two balls on each side of the knee. He can barely walk. Looks good. As far as his knees and mobility, he doesn't have any. But, Conrad Dobler was at Monmouth Park this weekend.
For you folks that don't know, he was an offensive, I think he was a guard for the Raiders.
For the Redskins.
I think he played for a bunch of teams.
I think he played most of the time for the Redskins.
Oh. Anyways, Conrad Dobler.
Yep.
67.
He was I heard he was tearing up the town with Phil Villapiano the night before.
He was called...
Actually, he played for the Eagles.
He played for the Eagles, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was called the NFL's dirtiest player.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine that.
He was, and he was proud of it, too. He couldn't play in the league. You know, you look at guys like Conrad Dobler, Lawrence Taylor, what's the guy from the Bears, Mike Singleton, Singletary. They'd all be kicked out of games nowadays.
He played for the Cardinals, the Saints, and the Bills. Boy, was I wrong.
No, he played for the Eagles.
I don't see it.
Yeah, he played for the Eagles. Almost positive he played.
Conrad Dobler, 6'3", 254.
Oh,
played,
that's right.
29 games.
That's right. The Cardinals. That's right. He was on the Cardinals. You're absolutely right.
He played for the Cardinals, the Saints, and the Bills.
Yeah, but he got his reputation on the Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah, he played 6, 7 years there.
He was a nasty one.
Yeah, he was. That's the way he used to be. And he was a lineman, right?
Offensive guard, yeah.
6'3", 254. 6'3", 254 Now they're 6'9", 400 pounds
Yeah, but he could beat the living bejesus out of them.
Well, it's the way the league was then.
Yeah,
they were much better.
Yeah, they were big time crazies. Big time crazies.
Oh yeah.
What else? So you saw Conrad Dobler. Was he a nice guy?
Yeah, very nice. And from what I heard about what he did the night before, he was still drinking the next day. That's the way he should be. Not bothering nobody.
Amazing. All right.
No cops on his trail. No nothing. And, just him and his friend and his cane.
I was going to say in his cane. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Those guys are crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, well, they never got put in jail.
No. They were crazy on the field. Crazy on the field.
They were crazy off the field, too, but they didn't do any of the stupid stuff these guys do today.
Huh. Amazing. Anything else to talk about sports-wise?
Nope. There's nothing.
I know.
It's a good week to go on vacation.
Well, I didn't. So, we'll find something to talk about tomorrow. Baseball start again tomorrow.
Tomorrow we got Saratoga opening up.
And does baseball start
baseball
today?
Baseball, one game starts today, and schedule gets full tilt this weekend, and the Mets play the Crankies this weekend. Boy, could you imagine if the Mets win a few games off the Yankees this weekend? It'd be like Armageddon.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All depends. It could happen, too.
All depends who's pitching, what the pitching matchups are.
Syndergaard's pitching against the rookie, Germain, so that's a question mark. Max is pitching against Sonny Gray. Flip a coin right there. And then Sunday night, DeGrom's pitching against Tanaka. Avon's calling. So I could see the Mets winning the game here. Maybe two. You never know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Or they could get swept.
Yeah, it's it's terrible, and that's all we've got to talk about.
It's a slow week.
Yeah. Well, like you said,
the soccer's over, the tennis is over. There's no baseball. There's not much else going on in the summer. Well, I don't know squat about the WNBA.
Right, we'll talk about Saratoga tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we'll get that going.
All right, Mike. Have a good day.
You too, guys.
Take care.
Enjoy the weather. It's beautiful.
Oh yeah. Gonna love it.
Yep.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yep. Bye bye. Mike Causey with Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.